We do welcome you to this episode of, this is actually episode 72. We are trying to come back on Facebook Live. We have been squeezed recently, and so we are trying it again. And we would like to invite you to check out our podcast at Anchor FM. The links are around this live video. We're going to be bringing you some news, but we are going to be starting out with verse of the day like I do on all my podcast video casts. But we are trying to come back on Facebook, but just letting you know again, we have been squeezed, and that's the reason why we have not done it on Facebook recently. So, but we hope that you are having a great day. And so we do want to remind you that if you would like to share what God is doing in your life, we'd ask you to leave your 60 to 120 second message for us to play on our podcast. And this is what I want you to give. How is God helping you? Give your favorite verse, and what state are you from? You can go to the link. The link is below, but it's anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. If you would go to there, you can actually record your message. We will get it, and we will start playing those messages during our broadcast. So if you would do that, we would appreciate it very much. I'd like to welcome you, and my name is James Powell. I am your host, and we are going to go ahead and jump into our podcast and our video cast and talk a little bit about some politics. And then we are not ending with tech of the day. We're trying to shorten it a little bit, but we are starting with verse of the day. Again, my name is James Powell, and we appreciate you listening to this. We ask you to subscribe, share, connect with us on whatever outlet you're watching this on. All right, let's go ahead and start our show with verse of the day. Verse of the day today is the Isaiah 54:5. That's Isaiah 54:5. And it reads, "For your maker is your husband, the Lord Almighty is his name. The Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth." And I want to remind you again that if you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we welcome you to take a look and just find out about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But this is February 17th, 2021 at the time of this recording. And I do love starting out with verse of the day. Let's go ahead to the thoughts on today's verse. "For God so loved the world, the Father from whom every family on earth derives its name." God is not just the God of Israel. The Lord God, ruler of heaven and earth, is the God of all nations. And one day every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The prayer, "Great Redeemer and Father of all nations, I humbly come before your throne and offer my thanks and praise for all that you have done to bless us and your people. Please let me know you and be aware of your daily presence in my life. Forgive me, dear Father, when I haven't been a suitable place for your grace and name to dwell. Thank you for redeeming me from the sin that once entangled me. Guard my heart and rescue me from the deceptive lies of the evil one. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen." All right, and I do want to remind you again, my name is James Powell, I'm your host. We do try to bring you our episodes through 2021. We are trying to bring you daily episodes, but we have had some issues with a few podcasts. And so we are trying to come back on Facebook, and then we will upload this to our Anchor FM and all of our video platforms. We'll see how this works. But I do thank you again for joining us today. All right, let's get into the news. The first article today is President Trump released a statement. Of course, this was yesterday. Releases a statement blasting Mitch McConnell, political hack. There's a lot of things that are happening in the political world, a lot of things going on behind the scenes. President Trump released a statement Tuesday blasting the GOP leader. And this is the article reads, McConnell really began viciously attacking President Trump over the weekend from the Senate floor after he voted against convicting Trump in the impeachment trial. McConnell suggested that Trump could still be charged with crimes and continued his attacks on Trump in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. Trump had enough of the attacks and took the gloves off. Mitch is a dour, sullen, unsmiling political hack. And if Republican senators are going to stay with him, they will not win again, says Trump. Trump also said that if Republicans are going to stay with McConnell, you know, he's just basically saying to basically, let's join together. And this, it's about bringing America back to what they were. You know, and we are in a time in our world that we need to just kind of really refocus and come back to where our focus should be, making America the shining light on the hill, shining tower. I do want to say again, thank you for joining us, and we do ask you to share this. If you would like to support us, you can actually go below the links, the paypal.me/JJMediaLLC or the JJMediaOnline.net/VPN. That's JJMediaOnline.net/VPN. And we'll talk about the VPN a little bit later. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the next article. Chuck Schumer repeatedly refused to answer questions about Cuomo nursing home scandal. Of course, there's a lot that's going on here, to be honest. There's a lot of behind the scenes. It seems to be some cover-up, but Andrew Cuomo's COVID nursing home scandal has become a major liability for the Democrats. Senator Chuck Schumer of New York was recently questioned about it and would not give an answer. For the first time in a long time, a reporter actually asked a tough question. And here it is, the scandal involving New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for allegedly covering up the real data in New York with the nursing home deaths. And here is what Breitbart News reported. Schumer appeared in New York on Monday holding a press conference about securing aid to restaurants. We cannot close them, he told reporters. They're needed because they're so important to our communities. They're needed because they're one of the biggest employers in every community in New York, whether it's urban, suburban, like here in Camillus, or rural. So I guess my question is, where have you been all this other time? So let's go ahead and see if I can get this to play. And we will, let's just hear directly from Schumer. That way you're not taking just my word or the article, you're hearing directly. Let's see if we can get this to play.
Late this afternoon, Governor Andrew Cuomo addressing growing scrutiny over his administration's response to COVID in nursing homes. More than 15,000 deaths are tied to nursing homes. He was asked today what he would apologize for.
Remember where this was? You're in the middle of hell during this time. But we, no excuses, no excuses. We should not have created the void. We should have done a better job in providing information.
CBS 5's Mary Keeler reports tonight.
Senator Schumer was in Camillus Monday morning hosting a press conference about securing aid to restaurants. It was here that I tried to ask the Senate Majority Leader about New York State nursing homes and the governor's response. First, while he was still at the podium.
A quick comment on nursing homes, Senator.
I tried again when he walked to his car.
I got a knock.
Senator Schumer.
I was aware of what happened, but it was in such a whirl that until I saw the video, I didn't realize how much danger I had been in. So there was a knot in my stomach. Thanks, everybody.
Senator Schumer, a quick word on nursing homes. The senator's press team knew we planned to ask questions on behalf of New Yorkers who say they need answers. We reached back out to the senator's press team after this exchange and invited them to provide an additional response. Hours later, in the Capital Region, Senator Schumer hosted a similar press conference and abruptly left without taking questions.
No. Okay. Thank you, everybody. I'm going to get on my way. Have a nice day. No, I'm just... Thank you.
So as you see, he doesn't really seem to want to answer questions. So, you know, I'm just asking, I want to know why the cover-up and the difference in the media coverage. And there's bad on both sides. I'm not saying that it's only the Democrats, but there are some corrupt Republicans on both sides. But Schumer just refuses to answer questions. So that's a serious issue. It does not matter what political side you're on. We need to hold our politicians accountable. Bottom line. All right, the next article is Corey Lewandowski. Trump team to announce challenger for Never Trump Rhino. And of course, we know that what is happening here is there's a lot of exposure that's coming to ones that have just shown their true colors. And I guess what I'm saying is we are seeing politics in a new way like we've never seen before. And here is actually the list of the GOP who voted for the Trump impeachment. And the ten Republicans that voted for it, they've actually tried to hide their true feelings. But now that they think that everything is really going how they want to, they really expose how they really are. Let's go ahead down to the list. Here it is: House Republican Conference Chair Liz Cheney. Of course, that's been really shown, and she really has shown who she is. Anthony Gonzalez, Ohio. Jamie Bueller, Washington. And there's the full list there. You can actually see it. But they have really shown who they really are. And the thing I want to let you realize that it is time that we hold our representatives accountable. So, all right, let's go ahead and watch this other video of Corey Lewandowski. That way you can just hear it directly from them.
And we're looking at states like South Carolina and Ohio and Illinois and obviously Wyoming. We've got a great candidate that we've recruited up in Washington State to take on an incumbent up there. Someone who believes in the America First agenda, someone who's fought for our country through the military. And I think someone who's going to be a very attractive candidate for Republicans to support in the upcoming primary elections.
Washington State, you said? Which district is that?
Well, look, we know which district that is. That's the district that's caused a lot of consternation lately with one particular female member of Congress who's been there for about five terms. And, I don't think she's had a serious primary challenge for a long time. And we've recruited a fantastic candidate. It'll be announced in the coming days. But I'll tell you what, that candidate is someone who knows the district well, has served his country, and has a military background as a family man, and is ready to take his service in a different format down to Washington, D.C.
Corey Lewandowski, great to talk to you. Take care.
All right. So, across the country, what's happening, there are going to be challenges to those that did not stand for the country. It's looking like it's really becoming very, very evident that there's going to be challenges. It's a different party now. That's the bottom line. It's a different party. And we are going to be taking our country back. All right, let's jump to the next article, and then we'll be I'll be talking about the virtual VPN. All right, Mitt Romney may already have a 2024 Senate primary challenger after voting to convict Trump. Former President Donald Trump's GOP voters all over the country are angry. That's the thing I want to get across. They're angry at the 7 Republican senators who voted to convict him of citing insurrection on January 6th. They are particularly angry at Senator Mitt Romney of Utah. We already know that Romney is a rhino. He's been a rhino for a long time. But what is happening, these are, the exposure is showing the true Republican Party and showing who is really about this country and who isn't. So during a segment on Fox News, Hannity, Chavez indicated he is likely to dip his toe in the water in the next few years to gauge whether challenging a senator who has never been vocal, public ally of the man who currently commands his party is a viable option. And Romney won, Romney won election to the Senate in 2018. And this is the key, with Trump's backing. If you go do a little research, Trump helped all of these different representatives get in office. It was because of Trump's popularity they got in. And then what happened? They turned their back on him. They used him to get in, and then they turned their back on him. So we need to hold our representatives accountable. That's the bottom line. All right, let's take a moment. And I want to talk to you about your private personal VPN. VPN is for your personal online browsing. And if you would like to go to the jjmediaonline.net personal VPN. That's jjmediaonline.net personal VPN. You can actually see the link right here. And if you would go there, you can get your personal VPN. VPN for personal use, it is through Virtual Shield. Of course, I am an affiliate of them, and they make it simple and keep your family secure. You simply download the app, click connect, and Virtual Shield does all the work. Your entire connection is now private. It secures your data, it protects your identity, and you can unblock content. You can get started for free. That's Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield. You can go to jjmediaonline.net/personalVPN. The link is around this. But one of the things what Virtual Shield does, it kind of puts your connection kind of like in a tunnel itself and no one can see it. So if you'd like that, please click our link below and we would love to share that with you. All right, we only have 3 more articles. Let's go to the next article, the military occupation of the Capitol to continue through 2021. Biden's administration must be terrified of the American people. The National Guard troops were supposed to be gone after Biden's inauguration, then after the impeachment sideshow, but it appears the goalposts have been moved once again. Through a leaked email, it appears that plans are in place to keep the National Guard in D.C. into summer and fall of 2021. So, our nation's capital is a glorified military fortress now. And here, Paul Joseph Watson talks of a leaked email that there are plans to keep the National Guard in Washington, D.C. beyond the previous discussed deadline of March 12th and throughout the summer and fall. And here's another one, Warren Davidson, at Warren Davidson. Congress has never received a briefing on hashtag Fort Pelosi. The military operation of the nation's capital needs authorization and reasonable justification and defined exit strategy, or it needs to end swiftly. All right, let's go to the last article. is lawmakers write letter to Pelosi demanding answers for January 6th D.C. protest. Days after former President Donald Trump's impeachment acquittal, you see, Pelosi wrote this letter that she served notice to the American people. And the thing about it is, once again, we need to hold our representatives accountable. The question is, what did she know, and when did she know it? And here the press release was why are your House officers production request to turn over materials relevant to events surrounding the 6th? That's what really we need. If you would like to leave a message, what we'll do, we will take in the middle of our podcast, we'll play the messages. We want you to leave the message, how is God helping you? Give your favorite verse, and what state are you from? You can go to anchor.fm/tcoastrealtimenews/message. The link is around this video. We ask you to do that. I do want to thank you again. My name is James Powell, and we do appreciate you joining us, and we ask you once again to share, like, and make sure that you just connect with us on all of our social media, whatever platform you see this on. Please follow us, subscribe, and share. We appreciate you joining us. We trust you have a great day, and we will catch you on the next podcast.